Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know. You can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
What's wrong?
The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of The Men's Room radio program when you download the radio.com app. It is available now. Our question, who really screwed up at work? Back to our caller.
All right, Paul, welcome back to the show.
Okay, Paul, go ahead.
All right. Okay, so this is 2012, just graduated college, and I get a job working in the North Dakota oil field. You know, I didn't really know much at the time, so I'm just doing whatever. Well, my boss tells me, he said, hey, go take that gas can and go fill up the gas for the rig. This is for the tower. So I said, okay. So I grabbed the gas can, which is like a 2 gallon gas can, and I fill it up and I walk over. I'm not really paying attention, and I just, there's a tank. So I just unscrew it and I start pouring it in this tank. And I'm like, man, why do you give me a 2 gallon gas can for this big tank? It's probably like 10, maybe 15 gallons of hydraulic oil. So I'm sitting there and I fill it all the way up, you know, and then I go out about my business, go off work for 2 weeks, then come back and we're doing rig move. And then my boss is just, I hear him yelling, who the F would do this? And so we all walk over there and he's like, oh, what's going on? He's like, some idiot put gasoline in the hydraulic tank. Now we got to drain it. And so we were doing rig moves. So that just first, you know, made it longer. And he said, if I find out who did that, they're going to get fired. And to this day, no one knew who it was, except for only a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bother to bring that up either, man.
No.
Especially if I find out, you're fired. Like, yeah, I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know.
Who really screwed up at work? 844-999-OLA.
This wasn't a massive screw up, but early in my cooking career, I worked at a pizza place. And we made our own dough. And me and a buddy, we were roommates at the time. We had the closing shift at this place. No big deal. We were very meticulous about it. We cleaned up. But one of the things we had to do, it's like a big, one of those big 5 gallon baking mixer things, Robin, right? You do like a ton of dough. So it is a ton of dough.
It's one of those ground units, man.
That's actually, absolutely. Right? So, and it's pretty common in this thing. So we make the dough and you stuff it in a 5 gallon bucket. You cover it tight with plastic, put it in the walk-in, off you go. So we have the night shift. My roommate wakes me up. It's like 8:15 the next morning. I'm like, what? He's like, hey, man, the boss is calling us. He won't tell me what's wrong. He doesn't really sound mad, but he just said, we both need to come in. I'm like, okay, and we're pretty cool, the boss.
Need to come in. Huh?
You need, yeah. You got dojo.
K-N-E-A-D.
Ted with the dojo. So we go in, and he just said, I want you to look in the walk-in. That's all I want you to do. We open the door. In the walk-in, it's probably 6 by 5, maybe. And we open the door, and keep in mind, the shelves in there, and it's all of your, anything that needs to be refrigerated is in there, and you cannot see any of it. All of it is now encased in this dough that we did not wrap tight enough, and it just proofed and proofed. And the way the shelves that they use in these kitchens, you know, they're kind of like wire shelves. It is squeezed through every last crevice. It has covered everything. It took us almost 4 hours to clean all the stuff up.
What happened? What did you mess up on?
So the dough needs to proof. The dough needs to rise. All right, that's what it is. If you contain it tightly, kind of like a plant in a pot, the roots can only go so far. Therefore, the plant will only get so big. Let's just say, because we did not tighten the top of it, the dough pushed its way out and decided, you know what? I'm going to grow until I fill this entire 6x5 walk. I mean, you open the door, man. It is wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling dough. It's nothing.
Are you punching through bubbles?
Yes. You're ripping it open to find the stuff they need. And so the chef...
Sounds like Stranger Things.
It really was. It was like the Blob.
Yeah. Right.
And he was, like I said, he wasn't really like mad because it was a very stupid situation. But he would say things after they opened a restaurant like, fellas, I need you to grab the big jar of mayonnaise. Like, well, we don't know where it is. He's like, get looking. And I mean, we're fighting through dough. Like, there's the mayonnaise. But even when we handed it to him, there's still dough wrapped around it. It was kind of embarrassing. Sticky but I will situation. Say this. We never did it again. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Who really screwed up at work? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I work for a construction company that builds large neighborhoods full of homes.
Okay.
And I, too, was 19 years old.
Jesus. I'm telling you, it's the age.
I think we need to ask a question, all right? A future question of the day. Be like, what did you do when you were 19?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the whole thing.
Yep. So I was driving my forklift with a super heavy dumpster full of garbage. And basically had a massive blind spot because I couldn't lift the thing up to see. I had to see over it. And to top it off, I had my brother hanging off the side of the thing, and it was safety inspection day. So the safety inspector was there to make sure we were abiding by the OSHA rules.
Mm-hmm.
And smack, all of a sudden came to a sudden halt, smacked into a Prius. Ooh. And the homeowner, I guess, had shown up. He's 81 years old and was standing on the sidewalk right next to it. I didn't realize that I kind of had to just look at everybody's eyeballs around me to see why I had come to a stop, and they were all staring at the thing I couldn't see. And then before I knew it, this guy had me by my neck and was ready to kill me.
The 81-year-old guy?
The old guy who owned the Prius, and he was there to check out the progress of his home.
Oh. He grabbed you by the neck?
Grabbed me by the neck, told me he was going to kill me like the kids he killed in Nam.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Whoa, okay.
He was pretty livid, and his wife pulled him off of me, thank goodness. So I guess it was kind of a blur, but next thing I know, my boss shows up, and the whole thing was just so ridiculous. Me having my shirt off, my brother hanging off the side of the forklift, and I had already almost gotten my ass kicked by an 81-year-old man that he just wanted me to pose next to the wreckage with my shirt off. And, I've really never lived it down. I'm still at the company. It's been 5 years, and they won't. Forget it.
I have questions. Okay, first of all, I'm just
dude was 81.
I'm trying to be logical here. Was this a retirement community you were building?
That just kind of happened to be the market, yeah.
Okay, because I'm asking myself, 81 years old, I'm done building houses. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right.
I can't imagine, like, let's get a new house.
My dream house.
Right, exactly. I'm going to get a 10-year loan on this car. Like, I don't think that's a good idea.
This is the house I always wanted to die
yeah, exactly.
In.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Like, just get in there, and you're like, yeah. You got 2 minutes.
That would have really helped me out if you had come to that decision.
Wow. I'm just imagining an 81-year-old dude grabbing you by the... It's a Prius,
right.
Man.
I just can't... Like, I'm just looking at footprints here. Maybe we could do this with the kitchen. Like, I'm 81. I'm done with that.
You know, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Trust me. I've had this conversation many times. People say it's the best way to make money. You're 75.
Mm-hmm. Like, make money.
You're not 30.
Does your coffee pot work?
It's also really hard to get a loan at 75. They're like, no, your finances are great. It's not that... We ran it through our algorithm.
Even a 15-year loan.
We've predicted that you'll be dead before you pay it off.
Right.
I mean, it's that easy. Seriously, my parents, they're what, 79 and 76, right? They're in fine health and all that. But my dad, so they've been renting houses in their retirement. They're like, you know what, man, we might just like buy a little place. Just, you know, we'll leave it to you, whatever. And my dad's like, yeah, whatever, man. We can't get a loan. I'm like, what's wrong with your credit? He's like, there's nothing wrong with my credit. There's never been anything wrong with my credit. I'm going to be dead before it's any possibility. I can pay it all. The bank's like, we're not giving you nothing. Nothing. It's a terrible situation, and I always feel bad because I laugh out loud when he tells me, but it's messed up.
Like, yeah, you've had perfect credit your entire life.
You worked hard,
but that's
and
what,
now
but 15
you're going to die.
15 years is the shortest you can get.
And again, they go, what?
I mean, for a home loan.
Yes. 79 is just not happening, man.
Who really screwed up at work? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this was actually just a couple years ago. I wasn't 19, though. I was 21.
Ah, close enough. You're still in the window.
All right.
Still in, like, the low threes.
Yes.
So I was plumbing over in northern Idaho, but we were doing some jobs in Spokane, northern Spokane. And we were doing a bunch of groundworks for these apartment buildings. And we're out there getting ready to mark out one of our foundations and everything. You know, I'm out there with my journeyman, you know, tagging along, holding tape measure, doing all the good stuff. And we have these giant stacks of lumber right next to where our foundation was. And this forklift was coming in because he needed to grab one of these big old stacks of lumber. And so in our truck, one of our brand new company trucks was sitting right there. And my journeyman's like, hey, go move the truck. So I was like, all right, you know, cool. And so I hop in the truck and I'm backing it up real fast. I'm just looking out my driver's side mirror. I'm just trying to get out of the way of the forklift as fast as I can, not paying attention to my surroundings as much as I really should be. Anyway, I'm backing up, and all of a sudden, slam! And I look behind me, and there is this giant, I don't know, 10-foot tall, probably 15-foot wide, same, like, you know, 10-foot long trailer that they use to shake out all the big rocks of dirt so they can, like, use it for fill when they're done putting all their pipe in. And I just took our brand new truck and put it right into the rock shaker.
Now, let me ask you again. You gave the dimensions of the thing you hit. So I'm just curious to know how you did not see something that large.
I was not paying attention. I wasn't using my passenger side mirror like I should have.
Okay. All right.
You were 21.
21.
Yeah, all right. That's where we started.
It happened. Dear God.
Yeah. I still caught grief for a whole nother year that I was there from everybody at that shop about backing into rock shakers.
What do you do now? What do you do now?
Do they dock your pay or anything like that?
No. They just gave me grief, gave me a hard time the entire time. They crack little jokes at me every now and then. Oh, it's your fault because you hit the rock shaker.
I can live with that. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
That's a buddy's use of valet cars. Like, stuff happens.
Ooh, yeah, that's not a gig I'd want, man.
No.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. I just feel like so many things could go wrong, and it's never your car.
No, and it's fine, because generally, if you're valeting cars, like, it's a fancy place, so somebody, like, it'll be covered. It's just when they come out of the restaurant, the back window's broke.
Because it's a nicer car.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Our question, who really screwed up at work? And here come your emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, I went to aircraft maintenance school, and towards the end, several of the teachers made it a point to express that we were liable for every part and piece of equipment, even years after you signed off on it. And should an aircraft crash and the reason was traced back to anything you worked on, anything, you could be sued and or go to jail. Kind of glad I barely used my certification. That from Bacon. Another one on the airlines, Ola Mofos. I once upon a time worked at Horizon Airlines. At the time, I was a ramp agent. The day I messed up was this very rich man rented an entire prop plane for his family and his wine collection. I unloaded his wine into my cart and took off to go deliver it. And it all fell off the cart.
Oh, no.
Exploding all over the ground. I later found out the value of all the wine I broke was in excess of, any guesses?
$20,000.
$500,000.
Oh! Oh!
That from Big White.
Ooh.
Guys, I used to work at a dental restoration lab. We did everything from dentures to crowns, full mouth rehab. Well, we needed to melt gold and other precious metals in a small dental foundry. For this process, we used porcelain crucibles. We had one rack for cold crucibles, one for hot, freshly used crucibles. To get an idea, the crucible would glow for about 3 minutes after removal. Once it stops flowing, though, or glowing, there is no visible difference, but the hot one is still around 800 degrees. A coworker decided to place the recently crucibled in the wrong rack. Since I was weighing precious metals up, I didn't see him place the crucible back into the cold rack. The feeling I experienced upon grabbing the crucible is nearly indescribable. It took a full 10 seconds for my brain to even remotely process what was happening to three fingers and my thumb on my right hand. The heat seared my nerves, so only when the heat reached my bone did I drop the crucible. My fingertips and thumb had turned white and were cooked like a pork chop. It took nearly a year to feel anything with those fingers. Good thing I'm a lefty. Love you guys. Rock on, bitches. That from Tim.
Good times.
As we move on to the birthday request, Ola, today's my son Seth's 21st birthday. Can he get a little kid face sandwich? And Coach Ted telling him the best way to celebrate turning 21. Love the show. And thanks a bunch, guys. That from Adam.
Fish sandwich.
One thing we learned today, you can do whatever the hell you want tonight. Why? Because you're 21. You're still in the good zone. People let you get away with it till you're 25. Seriously, though, try to drink some water. Just have somebody keep an eye on you.
No, that's it. There's nothing
you can really do, man.
You can't.
It's gonna go off the rails.
Even your nicest friends are not gonna be nice.
No, and tomorrow's gonna be a disaster. It's gonna be a disaster.
Yeah.
And actually, don't text anyone, man.
Hey, Seth, if you have a job or anything like that, you might want to go ahead and call in and just be straight up.
If you're smart, you already called.
I mean, seriously, yeah. Okay. Guys, want to get a birthday shout out to Nick. He's 29 years old. How about a couple of thrills gets? Rock on, guys. That from Kyle.
Get.
Hola.
Get.
Gentlemen, I hope it's not too late for a birthday request. My hooligan brother-in-law forgot my sister's birthday, so I want to tell her to have an awesome one. You may be old as hell, but we still love you. Let's get to your penis is too small for Brent, please. Happy birthday, Tara. Jolas, I want to give a shout out to my great friend Kelsey, pronounced Smalls, because she's always killing me. She's a huge fan of you guys. She turns a big 3-0 today, and although she is over the hill, she still looks okay. Could she please have a Sarah Palin and Al hitting the window and the dirty Germans telling her why it's not a good idea to walk around her home with no clothes on? Thanks, guys. You're the best. Dad from Scott.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, the only reason it is not a good idea to walk around your house with no clothes on is that it forces me to walk behind you.
Yeah, the problem is these people outside the windows with the photos. Also, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Bitches, today is my 49th trip around the sun. Since my wife still can't stand your show, I will be sending in my own birthday wish. How about a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted giving me a pep talk for the dreaded prostate exam? Stay fresh, my friends. That from Jeffro.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
I mean, listen, it's going to be a lot like getting a needle inside of you. What we're going to have to do, control our breath. And at the very moment, release it all out. I don't know, man. Coach hadn't been there yet. He's knocking on the door.
I'm listening to the advice.
I've been thinking about when I get needles, right? I usually just kind of let it go in.
Just hope you don't hear anything like, oh, yeah, it fits like a glove.
Yeah, but either way, get it checked. That's the right call.
Guys, give my husband Aaron a birthday shout-out. It's his birthday. He's the greatest man ever, about to be a daddy, and he's going to be amazing. So how about the Dirty Germans discussing delivering a baby? Thanks, guys. That from Heather.
Yeah, I'm not so much for taking things out of that place as I am for putting things in it.
Yeah, it's delivering this baby? You think I'm still there 9 months later?
Where's Dad?
Yeah, month three out.
Yeah, he's in Germany, son.
Deutschland.
Deutschland. He's at Oktoberfest for the last 45 years. But I'm sure he loves you.
Bitches, please help me wish my sweet husband, Chris, a happy 52nd. Usually the show is in repeats this week of his birthday, so it's rare that I can actually request this. That's right, we're off all the time. Where are you guys, going on vacation that week? Please give him a script. It's just a script, and uh-oh, look out. Anna, you like that. Thanks, guys. That from Amy.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
You like that? You like that? All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaz and Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
I'll put this because it wasn't a complaint. Oh, I just want to say thank you for everything you guys do and for making me laugh through the darkness of my depression and non-military PTSD. I love your stories that you share every day. I haven't had the easiest few years, but you guys always put a smile on my face and make me laugh even when my emotions won't let me. So keep on rocking, guys. And thanks again. That from John. What did you find out from a previous episode? Guys, when I was a teenager back in the 80s, my grandfather disclosed to me that he was transsexual. He had surgery back in the 50s at the University of Minnesota, which was a pioneer in the gender reassignment surgery. Learning this brought a whole slew of things I'd notice make much more sense, as why does grandpa wear a bra and have fake nails? Once he came out, I called him her Aunt Jan. She is my hero for her bravery and pioneering spirit. By the way, he's also a ceramic engineer and helped design the technology used in glass line torpedo launchers and thermoses. My hero. Very respectfully, that from Carol. As far as poppets goes, you were still talking about those little things you throw down that you smack and they go...
Yeah, those little white things, you throw them on the ground and pop.
Yeah, I heard you tell the story, a thrill, about poppets being shot as a spitball, that play or whatever.
Yeah, high school play, load them in a straw, shot them up on stage, got busted.
It made me remember I was sitting outside at lunch and flicking them. School cop came up and escorted me to the principal's office. He suspended me for, quote, having fireworks. Joke's on them. I got to start the summer early, and I was already going to be grounded when my parents saw my grades anyway.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, you got
I suck as a kid.
You got them out.
One step ahead of you.
Yeah, I get a chance to stream your podcast on radio.com, but I'm a little bit behind there. But my story is that me and my friend decided to drive a truck to the gas station. Little did we know, the rag we shoved in the carburetor wasn't good enough. So it started dropping little flaming balls of gasoline. I sped up to him, told him to stop, which thankfully he did. We tried opening the hood to no avail, then drove a different car to the gas station trying to find a fire extinguisher. The attendant reluctantly gave us one and called the fire department. We finally got the fire out. 45 minutes later.
Wow.
Attached her photos of the damage, and that was pretty substantial.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look at this.
So the train has featured prominently over the years in music. Anyone know why? Why the train?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because yeah. I think there's a somewhat bit of a romanticism to the train.
Sure.
And not only that, but I feel like when you're getting on a train...
What do you mean romance on the man?
Well, and I'll tell you why. And this is what
Wait,
I mean.
Here's a great example. Let me interrupt you real quick, Miles. The song Midnight Train to Georgia, mm-hmm. when it was originally written, it was written as Midnight Plane to Houston.
That is correct.
Right?
And
what sounds cooler? Right. A Midnight Train to Georgia or a midnight plane to Houston.
You didn't know they were talking about a woman named Georgia, mm-hmm. and trained is a euphemism.
Right. We'll do that in another one. But I do believe this. When you're getting on a plane, when you're getting into a car, there is a point of return. You rarely buy a one-way airplane ticket unless you're moving across the country. But the romanticism of the train is that once you get on that train, it's a one-way ticket out of town. It's kind of like a Greyhound bus. You know what I mean?
It's nothing like a Greyhound bus. Nothing romantic about a Greyhound bus.
What I'm saying is, in the world of transportation...
Obviously, you've never met anyone in the bathroom on a Greyhound bus.
No, I have. And it's not romantic.
I used to buy banh mi's in a Greyhound bus station in our old office.
That place was great.
It was fantastic, but it was still weird.
But you saw the people waiting.
waiting to get on the bus.
Yes, exactly. And you had to interact with them.
I feel like most people getting on trains are coming home eventually.
They are, but it doesn't seem that way in song.
Right.
You know what I mean? It seems like you're moving, you're going on, you're getting on that train.
You're not
going to
spend 24 hours on a plane. You know what I mean?
But
you're
going to
spend 24 hours on a train, and it's going to be the middle of the night. You're going to be looking out the window, like The Gambler, that story, the Kenny Rogers song. That happens on a train, right?
Was it on a train?
Yeah.
Last time we were on a train, I threatened to break a ukulele in a man's anal cavity if he didn't stop playing.
And then I think we drank the bar out of booze. And
we did.
We're going to put that on your podcast.
And then Captain Friendly over here hugged a woman that he didn't know.
She was an old woman, and I asked her if she wanted a hug. She said, yes, young man, and her little bony arms gave me the tightest hug I've ever had. I made her freaking day.
So some of these songs are written when that's just how you got places, right? Some of these songs are pretty old, and some of it, as somebody mentioned, sexual. Some of it's certainly sexual. You know, it's dudes singing about trains and tunnels. Hit it, Freud.
So these are 10 songs to pull a train.
Number 10.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Is that cool to say that? I mean, could you be cool and pull it up? Say, mama.
Would it say Chattanooga choo-choo on the side?
Right.
I mean, like, can you read,
is that a United Airline plane? Yes, it is. I see the wing.
I mean, come on. Like, you know, you're in Chattanooga.
This is the Chattanooga choo-choo, originally recorded by Glenn Miller. There's a zillion versions of this. Cab Calloway did it. Bill Haley did it. There's an instrumental version.
Anyone
in
recently?
Produced by a guy named Dickie Tarek. Any big Dickie Tarek fans?
Oh, massive. So
I just want to say Dickie Tarek.
Sure. Yes. I just can't believe you're an adult calling it a choo-choo train.
This is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
It's like in the world of Binkies. You know what I mean? Choo-choo train.
This is the Ray Charles version.
Oh, that's why he asked. I gotta tell you, I passionately hate this one.
But this is a daily train, you know what I mean?
But see, this isn't, all right. Basically,
she's on the subway. And when he gets home, she's gonna, you know, have coitus with him.
So this song was actually written in England, so it was probably the two
they
were talking about. And it was 9 to 5 everywhere else on the planet, except for in the U.S. and Canada. It was called Morning Train, and then in parentheses 9 to 5, because Dolly Parton had just had a big hit called 9 to 5.
That makes sense. 10 songs about the pulling a train on Fitness Bear.
Number 8. In the shuffling madness, on the locomotive breath.
Song about a train or someone with halitosis.
No, it's a flautist with chronic halitosis. You are correct.
And deep vein thrombosis.
It is the smell that comes out of the end of the flautist flute.
That's a great song, though, from Jethro Tull. Yes. That's a great one.
It's a classic.
Entitled Locomotive Breath.
Thank you.
There you go. 10 songs to pull a train to.
You're going
to
do my job?
Number 7.
Okay, now, he's really a train. I don't think he is talking about a train at night as much as the malt liquor or...
It is a fortified wine you're thinking of, Thro.
Yes.
Much like Mad Dog 2020 or Thunderbird.
Is this really what it's about?
Yeah. Yes,
it is. It's called Night Train Express, I believe is what the stuff is called.
I'm on a night train, I can never get enough.
Have we ever
when you listen to the lyrics, you realize he's talking about getting effed
up. I think everyone has probably had fortified wine at some point in their lives. You either do it when you're in high school or you do it later in life.
Well, maybe I do it because I'm black.
You're destitute, right? But there is a point every time Miles and I go out that we end up at this bar in his neighborhood.
I know
they sell Mad Dog 2020 in this bar. And sitting here mostly sober, it seems like a terrible idea.
And it is.
Guaranteed at some point in the next 14 days, we'll say, we'll end up in that bar. And I'll be like, you know what's a great idea? Let's drink some Mad Dog 2020.
I'm not sure I've ever had Night Train, though. I've had Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
I've had Night Train with you.
We had Night Train together.
Where'd you have that Night Train?
That's how good it is.
How did that end?
You also had sex that night.
No, it was maybe hypothetically a shot of the day.
Hypothetically.
One for the podcast.
We're not saying it did happen.
That's bad
news.
What
if we did have Night Train? Okay.
Number 6.
The Doobie 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 Doobie. Originally called the Chiba Brothers.
I think we all know what the Love Train is. I got nothing on this.
Long Train Running?
All right, Long Train Running. Sorry, did I get ahead of myself?
Yes, you did.
I totally did.
Wow.
Like I said, mostly sober. recorded by Bananarama, as everybody knows, and then was a group called Trax recorded it. They were an 80s rock band out of Italy, and the B-side was called Drums Power.
You sure?
Yeah, you got to see the video. You got to see the picture for these guys. I mean, it is as 80s as it possibly gets.
All right, all right.
10 songs, Bullet Train, 2 on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
So we all know what the Love Train is.
Coors Light. That's all I think of now when I hear this.
Actually, you're right.
I mean, honestly, I pictured that train. The snow was coming, right? They've absolutely commandeered the song.
I bet they did a few Love Trains. OJs were popular for a little while there.
Oh, sure.
In the day.
Yeah, I mean, like Def Leppard level, for sure.
Def Leppard level. Yeah. Part of that Philly sound.
10 songs to pull a train to on Sit and Spin.
Number 4.
Oh, that one's sad.
Never coming back, see?
It said, wait.
It's about Runaway.
I'm going to bring it back up. This song was not actually about runaways, literally, but we all remember the video. It showed pictures of missing people. Yeah. They found 26 people because they were featured in this video.
You're kidding me.
All right. You're right. Turn it around.
Bring it back up. Did they find them alive?
I don't know.
Okay, see.
Thank you for bringing it back down, though.
I'm sorry, man. I just wanted to know.
This 10 seconds of the segment was a roller coaster.
It is.
I'm emotionally spent.
Right. So you're saying that Soul Asylum greater than egg carton or milk carton?
Well, I was going to say, here in my notes, take that milk cartons. Yes.
10 songs, bullet train.
And we're back up again. Yeah.
Number 3.
All right, so this is Southern rock band Blackfoot, late 70s, covered by Warrant in 1990.
Whoa.
Huge honor.
Whoa,
that
thanks,
had to make
man.
Blackfoot happen.
And they love that phone call.
We're back to Dolly Parton again. 2001, Dolly Parton recorded this. She won a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album.
You're kidding me.
No joke.
I like to clarify, this was Southern rock.
This is good time.
That's some Ricky Medlock right there, man. You know what I'm talking about. Ricky.
The original name
Southern
of this band
Canada.
Was Kunta Kinte.
I don't think that's fine.
That's a roots joke.
These are 10 songs to pull a train to on Sit and Spin.
Number 2. Train kept rolling all night long. Train kept rolling all night long. With a heater and a hole. But I just couldn't tell us.
So this song is originally done in 1951 by a guy named Tiny Bradshaw. You guys want to know what's interesting about Tiny Bradshaw?
He was really huge.
Not a small man.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of
what do we know? Right? Is this song about cocaine?
Yardbirds did it. Zeppelin did it. Aerosmith did it. Yes, cocaine.
It is cocaine.
I don't know what the song is about, but they all did cocaine.
So let's just say it's about cocaine and make it easy. If you don't know what a song's about, just say it's about cocaine.
These are 10 sure. songs in the world of trains there. We made it to number one.
Number 1.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
This gotta be cocaine. It's gotta be.
Going after rails on a crazy train?
I mean,
it's Ozzy. He started a line of hands.
Ozzy did everything.
Right. It could be any drug.
Everything. And the theme of crazy and hearing voices reoccurring all the way through Ozzy's career. I think the man is honestly actually nuts.
Ozzy's one of those people where, like every little kid and every dog thinks of something and fit in their mouth, they should eat it. Ozzy's like, if it can be snorted through a straw, why the hell not?
Right. And keep in mind, this is the first song anyone ever heard from solo Ozzy Osbourne after Black Sabbath.
It's a great way to start.
He came out of the gates with Crazy Train and set the tone for the rest of his life.
It's awesome.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll drink and toast with the child of the day, but first...
We're full of useless information.
Yep.
And you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few.
Yep.
So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
From our friends at MSN, it says we're all guilty of making an etiquette mistake here or there from time to time, whether we accidentally forget to say please when ordering our coffee or a failure to adequately cover our mouth when we sneeze. However, by the time they say that you hit 50 years old, there are some rules out there when it comes to politeness that you should just absolutely know and never do again. So I'll give you guys some of these rules and you tell me if you're guilty of the infraction.
All right. Okay? All right. I'm actually 50.
Sure. All right, let's see here.
I'm not.
When you're being introduced to someone, not standing up when being introduced to another person for the first time.
I always stand up.
I generally stand up. I'm pretty sure I do.
I find it incredibly rude when people don't.
Okay.
I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. Like, stand up.
What?
Right.
Get up.
I mean, there's circumstances. You're at a game or something. Or, but I'm saying, in general, if you could stand up to meet somebody, you should. Or at least right. Make the attempt.
Exactly. Well, I said, while there are, of course, exceptions to this rule, no one's going to think it's rude if you stay seated. If you have a mobility issue, other than that, generally speaking, if you're capable, etiquette dictates that you stand up. All right, here's something else you shouldn't do by the time you're 40. Keeping your phone...
40 or 50?
40. 40.
Oh,
40.
Now you're changing
40.
It.
Oh, I said 40. Didn't I say 50?
You said 50.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a lying ass.
I meant 40. Mm-hmm. Keeping your phone on the table during dinner.
No.
Yeah, I'm guilty of this.
I mean, my phone's in my pocket. Even though I feel it, it doesn't matter.
I mean, but I generally am just eating with a buddy or by
myself.
Right.
I do feel like that's different. If you're hanging out with your buddy, like, your buddy's getting it.
And let's say you're waiting for someone to go into labor or a doctor who might be called into last-minute surgery. Keeping your phone on the table when you're having dinner with someone is undeniably rude. So they say to stop doing that immediately. How about leaving your napkin on the table instead of in your lap when you're sitting down at a restaurant?
I mean, when I'm eating, it's in my lap, but when I'm done, I put it on the table.
I do as well.
Yeah, I usually put it on my plate if I am done, because they're going to take it all the way at once, or put it back on the table.
Okay. How about sipping your drink before you've acknowledged a toast?
It depends on the circumstance. I will say... Miles and I might go to the bar a lot together. And if we did, I don't think either of us ever take a sip of our, either whatever we're drinking. There's always a quick cheers, ricochet off the bar, and then go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do that with everyone.
Yeah. These are common etiquette mistakes you shouldn't be making after the age of 40. How about boarding an elevator without letting others off first?
Oh, I hate that.
Mr. Fisher.
All right.
We're talking to you.
Here's a big one. Ordering with can I. While ordering food may generally be a brief interaction, that doesn't mean it's ever acceptable to make it a rude one. You should say, I would like, not can I have. May I please have is an acceptable alternative. I think I've been guilty of this many times.
I don't think that's so bad.
Yeah, really, I think that's just, it's just the way people talk.
You're splitting hairs, and either way you're asking a question. I think making a demand would be rude. Look, they can answer no one way. Can I have so-and-so? No. May I have so-and-so? No. It's the same thing.
How about ordering something while you're on the phone? In other words, you're in line to get a coffee and you're on the phone having a conversation with someone. You have to get off the phone. They say it's incredibly rude to order while you're on the phone where you're not paying attention to the person you're speaking to.
Right. You come off thinking you're more important, and trust me, you are.
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Leaving your phone's sound on. Who would do that?
Oh.
So, like, you hear it ringing, whatever you're annoying
but
ring
what if
is.
It's funny and it's to annoy the other people,
and it cracks like a duck.
Exactly.
And it only rings when Miles leaves the office.
Give me a
and
ring.
It never rings when you're there.
I don't even know what you're talking about, because it hasn't rang in so many years now.
Because somehow no one calls Miles if he's physically present.
Here's a tough one. Leaving your hat on indoors. It says whether you skipped your morning shower or feeling a little self-conscious about your hair, there are plenty of reasons you might want to keep your hat on indoors. However, doing so is ruder than you expect, especially for gentlemen.
I don't care. If I'm sitting down to eat, I pull it off. I'm at the bar. Look, the place I go most is the bar. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
That's what they say.
It's a bar. If I'm walking through Target, it doesn't matter. But yes, if I'm sitting down to eat, I'll pull it off.
Okay, and people understand this one. Not introducing others. Not introducing others.
Correct.
But I will say this.
I can't imagine why I wouldn't. Like, hey, say what's up.
I do understand why you wouldn't. There are instances where you will run into someone and you cannot remember their name.
Okay, that's different.
Or their spouse's name.
And this, it puts you in the conundrum. of do I break etiquette protocol?
My buddy and his wife.
And then I'm going to get that look again, like the game show they had on Saturday Night Live, like, you've met me five different times.
Here's the easy out on that.
Give it to me.
One, if you don't know someone's name, especially if it's a dude, what's up, Playboy? Right, they're happy, they have a nickname. Mm-hmm. When it's someone you don't know, I will let everyone else just introduce themselves to each other.
You try.
I say that out loud.
Okay.
Everyone, hey, man, just introduce yourselves to each other.
All right. Good call.
Right? Seriously, man. And then when she, my name's Mary, you're like, Mary, that's what, sorry, I mean, yeah.
Robin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we chose 37-year-old Heidi Van Tassel, okay? Just know, she was being interviewed for an NBC special about the rising number of violent and bizarre crimes involving homelessness, okay? And in this case, homelessness in Los Angeles. But I believe they're going around the country, and she told her story, and in this case, she visited the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Los Angeles 7 months ago. She's walking down the street. She's taking it in, as most people want to do. And out of nowhere, a homeless guy by the name of Jeer Blessings, go figure, he took a bucket of, and I quote, hot diarrhea and dumped it over her head. Now, you need to understand, I have cross-checked this story. I have found it on three different sites. The one thing that keeps coming up is the hot bucket of diarrhea. For some reason, the word hot is very important to the story. She was taken to the hospital after the attack. She was tested for illnesses for obvious reasons. She still has to undergo retesting every single month. The paramedics that showed up, and this is just their estimation, when they looked at the bucket and how much, just say, fluid was on her, they estimated this guy had been collecting his own feces for at least a month. A month. And they assume that he was collecting this for the sole purpose of doing what it is that he does. And she ended up with and I quote,
she was there for homelessness.
Hot bucket of diarrhea over the head. So we poured this, we drink this booze, sorry, Ted, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
The tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Get a contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.